Blog Talk Radio.
Lincoln 103, 5 Lincoln 102, Lincoln 103 and 102.
Responding
gate 437, Bravo, for your dignitary detail. 3K911 on the pivot 400 lower level near Carousel 4, black bag. GTA in progress, 401 parking structure, section 4 boy.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2 Franklin in the ground.
484 suspect, female, Hispanic, 28 years of age, blue jeans, no further.
Control 5 Frank, 401 is a route.
Welcome to another edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio Network on this, the 14th day of May, 2012. I'm your host, CEO and founder of Private Officer International, Rick McCann. Glad that you have joined us today for this edition. We've got a lot of information to share with you today, as we always do. And we've got a lot going on in the news. It just seems like every day, every week, we have so much activity, so many things happening across the country and around the world. Sometimes it really is hard to stay on top of every detail. That's why we need you. That's why we need our listeners, our associates, and our members of the association to be involved. Be involved reporting. Let us know what you see, what you hear going on in your area that involves private security, loss prevention, retail security, or law enforcement. Let us know. Send us news articles. I know some of you already have been doing that for quite some time, but, you know, anything that you can send to us would be appreciated. It helps us to stay informed. Even though we do monitor more than 400 news sites and we get press releases every day and we're pretty on top of things across the board, but I confess we do sometimes miss out on some very important news topics and situations and things that we need to be informed of. So by all means, if you see something, if you hear something, send us a quick email, and we will definitely check it out. And, you know, it doesn't go in the trash. We actually open, read, and decipher every email, and we respond accordingly. And if you have a news tip or something that you'd like to share with us, be sure to send it to us at admin@privateofficer.com. While I'm on the air, any day or night, or even afterwards when you're listening on demand later today, later this week, or next month, you can always send me an email direct at radio@privateofficer.com. radio@privateofficer.com. You can also submit your news items, like I just said, or any training events or happenings coming in your area. We'd love to know, any promotions, maybe a grand opening of a new security business. Whatever it might be, send it to us at radio@privateofficer.com, and we will certainly announce it for you. As always, very quickly, I want to tell you how to stay in touch with us, how to follow us, and how to be aware of everything that's going on, because there is so much happening. 24/7, 365, you can follow us on the web. First of all, go to our main website, www.privateofficer.com. Right there on the homepage, you can link to all of our social media, to Twitter, Facebook, and our own forums right from the main website at www.privateofficer.com. We have quite a bit of activity going on right now these days on Facebook and definitely on Twitter. In fact, all of our news, all of our broadcasts are automatically sent over to Twitter. So anything that's happening, anything that's updated or sent out, you will automatically get notification if you are following us on Twitter. Same thing with Facebook. If you are a Facebooker, we update the Facebook every time something is going on. We also post our events on our Facebook page, as well as LinkedIn. If you are a business professional or if you follow LinkedIn, we also have a presence there. And if that wasn't enough, if that doesn't give us enough work to do, you know, it's not like we have all day and all night just to, you know, mess around with social media. If that's not enough, besides updating our own news blog and website, we also have our own forums. And again, it's kind of a duplication. That's why we've actually been thinking about, deleting or not being so active on some of these social media sites. We transpose our news to four or five different locations. It's very timely, but we do it because we know that people are getting our information at different locations. So we do have our own personal forums as well, and you can follow us on the forums. We have about 800 members or so, 750, something like that. A lot of great information being shared across the forums, a lot of news, a lot of networking, and just a whole bunch of different stuff, a lot of fun times on our personal forums. Now, having said that, let me interject one more thought for you here. Recently, it was brought up to us that if you join the forums, we will spam you. That is not true. If you join the forums of any business, if you email any business, if you contact any business, they and us automatically add you to our email list. That's pretty common in the business world these days. It has something to do with spamming you. And so you will get our news alerts. You will get training notifications and things of that nature that we think that you would be interested in. However, if you're not, you can opt out, just as simple as that. So I wanted to clear that up for you. But really, invite your friends to be on the forums because there's a lot of great exchange going on there. And definitely follow our social media sites and our news blog. And you should check it every day because so much is going on. All right, I hope that clears that up. You can also be a guest or a co-host on the radio show. We've had many a great guest over the last few months, and we have several great shows coming up scheduled in the next few weeks. But you can be a guest or even co-host the program. In fact, you can even start your own radio show. We're looking for a couple of new radio shows. We have one scheduled coming up in the next week or two, and you can work off from the platform here at the POI Radio Network. Just send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com. You can be a guest and talk about any subject that you want within the security, public safety, law enforcement realm. Simply send me a little synopsis, tell me what you want to talk about, and kind of a time frame when you'd like to schedule it, and we will schedule you in. Simple, very simple. Just send an email to me at radio@privateofficer.com. Again, radio@privateofficer.com. Same thing about having your own little radio show, either 30 or 60 minutes every week or every other week or once a month on the Private Officer radio platform. Just send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com, and we will contact you and get this thing going for you. All of our shows are forever. They are cataloged and kept live. You can listen to them 24/7, 365, whatever's convenient for you. So, we get a lot of questions about that. Now you know. Well, if you receive our emails, earlier today, a very interesting email was sent out, authored by yours truly. And, you know, I think it's very eye-opening. I think it will definitely have some effects on non-security personnel, maybe some supervisors and managers even, because this email today included the activities, as we know them, of all private security officers in the U.S. for 1 week. Now, granted, we probably missed quite a bit. There was probably even more activity than we even put out there. But for 1 week, activity, there were 22,000 apprehensions of shoplifters across the U.S. this past week. Of those, two professional shoplifters who took more than $21,000 of merchandise in Maryland was apprehended. Two professional shoplifters and organized criminals were captured in Florida by loss prevention after taking $34,000 worth of merchandise from numerous stores. And two professional shoplifters were apprehended in Michigan with more than $23,000 worth of merchandise from numerous stores. This is all based on stats from the LP Times. And also there's an organization in Florida that comes out with a yearly report. Last year, more than 1.2 million shoplifters were apprehended in the U.S. in 1 year, 1.2, and over $1 billion of merchandise recovered. So that's just from the loss prevention side of it. 22,000 arrests and apprehensions in the last week. Also this past week, private security captured 19 burglary suspects. This is factual, based on reports through the media that we have. Captured two bank robbery suspects and one sexual predator. TSA security officers recovered 63 guns and assorted weapons at their security checkpoints at various airports throughout the U.S. A private security officer stopped the theft of a safe from a San Antonio, Texas Starbucks this past week. The officer noticed a suspicious vehicle, two men coming from the store after hours with the safe. He was able to block them in. Security officers captured two men in the state of Kentucky who had stolen $14,000 worth of copper from a mining operation. This is 1 week, folks. This isn't a month. This isn't the stats for a year. This is 1 week. Also this past week, security officers were involved in 41 armed confrontations. 41. One security officer was murdered. Three security officers was shot. Four security officers were stabbed or slashed. One security officer committed suicide. There were more than 1,200 reported assaults on security officers in the U.S. Two security officers accidentally shot themselves. Five were arrested, including one for a charge of rape. 23 were transported to medical facilities. There was a shootout with private security and armed robbers in Florida and Texas. There was a shootout with armed security at a Louisiana nightclub, correction, a Los Angeles nightclub. There was a shootout at a teen party between security and armed partygoers in Louisiana. There were 14 lawsuits filed against private security officers, not just their employers, but the security officers themselves were named in the lawsuits. There were seven security officer-involved serious traffic accidents. These are all while on duty, including two armored truck crashes, one that crashed into a school bus loaded with children, many injuries there, and one that had rolled over on I-77, and one very lucky security officer won $1 million in lottery money in South Carolina. Wow, what a week for private security industry. This is 1 week, people. This is not weeks, months, years. This is 1 week. And these are only the stats, only the figures that we were able to collect. There were probably others. I'm sure there were other incidents. Good, the bad, and the ugly of the private security world. Many people just don't realize how involved security really is. Maybe not every facility, maybe not every location, maybe not every client, but overall, the big scope, the big picture, private security makes hundreds and thousands of arrests every year. They recover millions, in fact, over a billion dollars worth of stolen merchandise in retail security alone last year. That doesn't even include all the merchandise, all the stolen property recovered by private security. Just this week, they stopped two bank robbers and a couple of guys stealing a safe. Give me a break. You know? Yeah, they're involved. They're doing a lot of things that they don't get credit for. Well, guess what? We take notice. We take and document everything that happens. And I didn't even mention to you some other things that they were involved in this past week. They discovered 4 homicide victims, 1 suicide victim, 1 drug overdose, and 1 traffic fatality. 7 incidents of dead bodies that were discovered by private security. 1 at a mall in Maryland, Hanover, Maryland. 1 at the Churchill Downs racetrack in Louisville, Kentucky. A traffic fatality in Woodford County, Kentucky. Security at a public library discovered an overdose victim who died lying on the steps of the library when they made their patrol. Security found a dead body in Lufkin, Texas, at the Lufkin Veterans Clinic. Yeah, it's hard to believe all the security is involved in, but they are. They are involved in a lot. And this is exactly why we say, you hear me preach about this all the time, be prepared, be trained. Take crime scene 101, get that training, because you're going to come upon the crime scene and you're going to need to know what to do.
It's a very simple thing. It only takes 2 seconds. We all know we should do it. We all say we do it. But do we? About 35,000 people were killed in motor vehicle accidents last year. More than half were not wearing a seatbelt. A brother, a father, a mother, a best friend. Is it worth it? I lost a sister. Don't let it happen to you and your family. Tell the people you love to buckle up.
There was the explosion, and I remember just opening my eyes, and it got both of my legs. I had surgery after surgery, and what's going to happen next? The Wounded Warrior Project said, look, brother, everything's going to be okay. 3 months from now, 4 months from now, a year from now, you'll be fine. I don't know if I would be as well adjusted as I am now if it wasn't for them.
To learn more, call 1-877-832-6997 or visit woundedwarriorproject.org.
You know, we sent out that information to about 4,000 people this morning, and I really hope that you all will share it on all of our emails. You can forward them. You can send them to your Facebook. You can also send them to your Twitter account and retweet them, repost them. All of those buttons are on each of our emails, and we really hope that you will use them and get this very important information out so that people realize exactly what is going on in the security world, what security officers are doing, and why it's so important that security officers be better trained, be better paid. You know, private security deserves some respect. Give them respect. Okay, a moment ago we discussed about one of the arrests that happened in Houston, Texas. Security officer was arrested for rape at the Greyhound bus station. And if you've listened to me for any length of time at all, you know that I despise dishonest cops and private security personnel who take advantage of their position, the badge, or the job, dishonest employees. And, you know, this person really took advantage of his position to get this female into a secluded office in the Greyhound bus station and took advantage of her. He's been charged with rape. He now says it was consensual sex. So he admitted that it was sex because his DNA was found. But all indications and all information that we have seen and heard and the press release from the police department tells a different story. And so this guy really is the worst of the worst, and you know, hopefully the justice system will deal with him accordingly. And you know, we have had a number of people ask, why do so many security people get arrested? Why do so many security officers wind up on the other side of the fence? And in comparison, there are more police officers who get arrested, and yet there are more private security officers, in fact, 3.5 more private security officers than there are law enforcement. But nonetheless, you know, we need to crack down. We need to give better training, better supervision and management. And that's not to take away from all that they do, but I wanted to touch base and let you know that we don't hide from what happens, good, bad, or ugly. And we take a lot of criticism for sending out the reports of arrests and things that are negative about the security industry. We take a lot of criticism and a lot of flack. But we are very even and across the board with our reporting. We're not going to report just the good stuff. We're going to let you know what's happening so that you can maybe talk with your crew, your staff, your personnel. Maybe you can see something in these news items that will help you to better manage, better supervise, better train your staff. That's why we do it. Okay. Right now, we're in a four-month branding of Private Officer International. We're going through a lot of different phases of getting our name out there, our recognition, and we're working right now with Police Magazine. Some of you may have seen some of the ads that we've posted for them, and they are posting ads for us. We're also working with another law enforcement website, several social media sites. We had a week of a blowout advertisement in Texas, Dallas, and Houston, and we'll be doing that again coming up in a few weeks. We've also been on Yahoo, and we're going to be using some Google sites as well and a number of other social media sites to get our name out there over the next 4 months. We are really working in conjunction with a number of other groups to get our name recognition out there and to let people know, not only in the security industry, but public safety and law enforcement, who we are and what we do and why it's so important to have an organization like ours, who the foundation is all about training and networking and lifting up the security officer and making it a much more professional industry. That's what we're all about. We're not a union, but we have a lot of standards and a desire to make this a better paid industry, a more respected industry, a more professional industry, and we do that through training and through enhancing just the overall security industry. Also, about 18 months ago, we announced the Strategic Training and Recruitment Center sites, or STARS as we call it, and we are working on those. We've just picked up a little steam. We let that go over the holidays last year, as we did with a number of other things, but we have again, rejuvenated that, and in fact, we got a couple of new locations, and the STARS location, Strategic Training and Recruitment Sites, will primarily be locations where we have sponsored training events 2 to 4 times a year. Those training events will be not just your average classroom. This is what a guard car training is. No, what we're going to be doing and what we have done is we're going to be giving hands-on, in-your-face, skill-based training, scenario-based training that you are involved in, workplace problems, live fire situations. We're going to put some stress involved in it. We're even looking at purchasing a new training device that allows the student in a shooting scenario to not only shoot at a target, but also a moving target, which records every step of the way. So we're looking at also including that in our training. And we're also in our STARS locations, we're also going to be building in some other resources for private security, and that's why we'd like to couple this with our chapter. So if you have a chapter or you're interested in opening a chapter, then we would probably put a STARS location in your chapter, Strategic Training and Recruitment Site. We're looking for someone who can sponsor us, someone who has a facility, preferably an office, warehouse type thing, where we can not only be in the office, but to be out on the grounds, to be able to use a building for building searches, vehicle stops, and all the enhanced training that we will be doing. So if you are interested, please send us an email at trainingdivision@privateofficer.com. trainingdivision@privateofficer.com. We have so much going on. We get a lot of, I don't want to say complaints, we get a lot of comments about all of the various sites that we have and how hard it is sometimes to follow. And it is truly a lot of information, but there is so much going on that we want everyone to, you know, be kept abreast of it all. We want everyone to know about the news, everyone to know about the events, everyone to know about what's happening at POI. And so for that reason, we just keep pounding away with all of the various information. We have entered into an agreement with several companies that will enhance our members' benefits and also their safety. And one of these is called SafeCall. And a number of weeks ago, Sean Riley, the director and founder of SafeCall, was on our program. And I just wanted to reiterate that SafeCall is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week crisis intervention and suicide prevention service. While you may not think that you need this service, we have found that as with law enforcement and other public safety officials, officers, that the number of suicides and major catastrophes and crises involving private security are rising dramatically, as are armed confrontations. And, you know, private security found 7 dead bodies this week. 7. 4 homicides, 1 suicide, 1 car fatality that was burnt up to a crisp. And another one. And these are scenes that generally public safety were the only ones who really, you know, came across it. Paramedics and firefighters and police. But because private security is so involved in patrolling and first response type work, that, you know, they're coming across these situations as well, more and more. We want to encourage you to give SafeCall a call anytime that you just want to talk to someone. All of their phones are manned 24/7, 365 by public safety professionals, firefighters, law enforcement. Some are retired, some are still on the job. People even in security who know what it's like to be out there. And if you just want to talk to someone about family issues, about maybe, you know, substance abuse, about the day on the job, your call can be and will be anonymous, confidential, and it really is a safe call. They don't report. They don't keep your phone number. They don't have your phone number. They don't track you, and it's going to be a great asset and tool to the members and to those listening. Even if you're not a member, you've been invited to call as well. They just recently opened this up to us in the private security industry, thanks to Sean Riley. We really appreciate working with him. The number you can call 24 hours a day is 206-459-3020. 206-459-3020. Keep that number. Use that number. Sometimes we just don't have anyone to talk to. Sometimes our wife or husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, friend on the job, they just don't understand. They don't, they've got their own problems. And sometimes we just need someone to talk to. So please use that number, 206, area code, 459-3020. Confidential, anonymous, use it. Also, we're very excited because we've entered into an agreement, and we will be working with Five Star. Five Star Communications is a wonderful tool. We're going to help promote officer safety with this device. It's about an inch and a half in length, maybe 2 inches, and about an inch in width, extremely small. And what this is a GPS two-way communication device, very much like a portable OnStar, but it is for emergency situations. With one press of the button, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, their dispatch center will track that call. They have two-way verbal communication with you. So if you are in a car accident, if you are in a pursuit, if you're chasing a bad guy, if you have a heart attack on the job, if you have a crisis, rather than trying to dial 911, rather than, how many times have you approached a subject just to get some information, to find out what he's doing, and all of a sudden you're involved in a fight, a gunfire, a shootout, a chase, or whatever. You don't have time to dial 911. Well, with Five Star GPS emergency responder locator, all that you have to do is press the button. They will automatically come on line with you. You'll be able to speak with them in whatever your situation, and if you can't speak, they have your GPS coordinates, and they will send emergency responders immediately to your location. You can also go in on the computer and set up your own profile. And it's really a great service. Even if you have cell phone, this is something, entirely different. It's an emergency tracker, an emergency locator for your business. And this is not just for private security. If, you're an elderly person, if you live alone, if you have a medical condition, I'm telling you, this is really a godsend device, and I highly recommend it. In fact, we're going to be, like I said, we'll be sponsoring some. We're definitely going to be recommending that our members use it, and Five Star is going to give us a discount in our membership group. It's only $14.99 a month. You can't beat that. You can't beat that. There is a $25 activation fee, but they're going to waive that for our membership. So we'll put more information within the next week or two on our website. You'll be hearing a lot more about this. Look it up online. It's called Five Star, and it is a communication device, and we will be telling you more about that soon. Okay, before we go into our next break, I do want to tell you one other thing that's happening here at Private Officer International that we're really excited about and we really need your help with, and we really, really want to make this happen. We've been planning now for almost a year, probably over a year, about a national private officer memorial tour across the U.S. September 9th through the 20th. During the Private Security Memorial Week that we have every year, we are planning to head across the country. We're going to go down through the southwest area into the west, California, up across the middle of the country and zigzag up into the northern part, across New England and back down I-95 into Florida. Probably about 10 or 12 days. We need sponsors. If you would like to donate, you can do that by going to our website at privateofficer.com/memorial fund or send us a check. If you have a restaurant or you have a hotel or you know others who do, if you have a business and you would like to sponsor us, I haven't really figured out exactly the cost of this, but I believe it's going to be around $4,500, $5,000. During this trip, we plan to have a caravan each state that we go through. We hope that the private security community, not just our members, will join us and travel with us across part of the state or across our city. We will be carrying with us on our caravan Memorial Officer Down Wall. Also, we'll have markings on the vehicles as to what we're doing. It's going to call attention to the plight of the private security officer as well as to the injuries and deaths that's faced every year. We also plan on holding numerous press conferences, again, to draw attention to the Private Security Memorial Week. We will be Facebooking, Twittering, posting on our own forums, as well as doing our radio shows from the road. But we do need to make this happen, of course, cash. We can't do it on our own. 20, 50, 100, 500, 1,000. You know, if you own a business and you want to sponsor it all, you know, that would be great. We would definitely not refuse it. And again, you know, it's something that needs to be done. We really need your assistance. And we'll be talking more about it in the upcoming weeks, but we already have received a few donations, and we ask that you help us out in getting this accomplished. Again, you can go to our website at privateofficer.com/memorial fund or send it to us direct.
Slow down.
And move over.
When you see light, best.
Or reflective. Please, give us some room. Slow down.
And move over.
We look out for you.
So look out for us.
Please.
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 Slow down.
And move over.
It's the law.
It's the law.
It's the law.
I was raised here in this city.
We are taking you to the streets with the Private Officer Talk Radio Network live with you today, and we will be taking you to the streets over the next 4 months, getting the word out, talking to people. We hope that you will help us to get this message out, to be part of taking you to the streets. And in fact, we've got a brand new program called the Independent Marketing Associate, where we're going to reward you, that's right, reward you financially, cash, money in your hand, minimal, $20 and up to hundreds of dollars, if you will not only get others to join the association, but also sell our services and products, including our training. And we're holding some training on that and some conference calls. And if you're interested, of course, you can also send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. This is something that can be done both part-time or full-time, much like a Mary Kay or Avon, except it's not multi-level marketing. It is a direct marketing where we will show you how to go in and talk with not only individuals but also businesses about our products, services, and training. So keep your ears open for more information coming up on that. We've got, like I said, tons and tons and tons of stuff happening here at Private Officer International. All right, we want to go very quickly over to our part two of our training when it all hits the fan. You know, it's just a fact, a reoccurring fact in this business that security officers are facing more challenging times than ever before. Clients are asking for more. Employers are expecting more. They want us to do more with less. Less training, less money, less backup. And nationally, nationwide, and internationally, we're seeing more and more security officers injured and killed in the line of duty. And, you know, the reason for that basically is that they're getting to more and more out on the front line. They are the first responders. And oftentimes that means confronting suspects in the middle of crimes. That's why more and more security officers are being knifed, slashed, assaulted, run down, and killed in the line of duty. In today's world, you know, you don't really have to even take an active role in your position to be hurt. All you got to do is be on the job, be in the uniform. The thugs don't fear the police, and they definitely won't fear you as a security officer. It's just the facts. I told you a few weeks back, the security officer in Houston, Texas, you know, he was working at a game room. He came outside for a smoke break, and he was attacked, minding his own business, by three thugs, armed males, who, you know, he wound up getting in a shootout with. He wasn't attacking them. He wasn't investigating them. He wasn't even worried, you know, about them. They came out of the woodwork, came out of the darkness, and attacked and tried to rob him. That is today's world. More and more of this is happening. It is the fact of life. In law enforcement, one of the things that we teach in law enforcement is having the mindset of a warrior. And in private security, you need to have the mindset of a warrior. I want you to listen to this little interview that was done recently. It points out some things that we are teaching, and we are trying to stress that you, as a private security officer, you need to start thinking more like law enforcement.
Hi, this is Betsy Brander-Smith from Police One. I'm here with Hank Hayes from No Lie Blades.
Hey.
And we have been talking about something that we are passionate about in the Street Survival Seminar, and you're passionate about it, NLB, and that is the warrior mindset that we need to empower our police and military with in a training situation.
The mindset, and we'll call it the combative calibration, mindset calibration, and that is getting it where it needs to be. And one of the things we'll refer to is, where is the power band, right? So often in, let's say you take your car, you mash the gas, it doesn't take off right away until it gets into that right RPM range. And then from there on, it's all power right away. It's responsive. That's where we want the mindset to be all ready. So to have read one's temper and intent, to know all the pre-incident cues, clues, and tools to get right on task so we don't have to warm up to it. All right. So one of the ways we do that, we call it our T3. And I mentioned this earlier, but you know, me and the wife have 5 kids. What would I do for my 5 kids? Forget it. Nothing could stop me in doing what I need to do for my kids. So what we'll have the students do is on this sleeve, we have a thing called T3, and you write your top 3 things that are unstoppable for you. And then we put them through these training evolutions. So right when they think they're out of gas, we got to go again. And we make them recite, what is your T3? And they hit it again, and then they push through that wall. And that is one of the ways that we achieve that through many other emotional anchoring tools to kind of put the hooks into them and get them to push through that wall.
That's something we call in the Street Survival Seminar, my I will win because.
All right.
And, you know, I'll tell you, in law enforcement training, for many years there, administrators said, don't talk about warriors. Don't tell my people they're warriors. I don't want them to, you know, warriors rape and pillage and all that. It had a very negative connotation. It's starting to make a comeback because, as we know, warriors, you know, duty, honor, loyalty, selfless service, courage, warriors have all those values. And is that something that you also obviously subscribe to in your training?
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think, you know, there is a duty for, you know, the department from a, what's the word I'm looking for, policy or PC, politically correct point of view, where things have to look right to the civilian population. I think sometimes that breaches over into the command working staff itself, and it is taken sometimes the wrong way. And there, at no time can we sit on our heels. We've got to be up on our toes, ready to go. And, you know, often, and I wonder, let me see how I need to put it right, is one of the things we'll say, and it's not in any of our literature at all, is the maximum amount of violence in the shortest amount of time. I don't know if that's good for camera, but I tell you what, it sets something up in the mindset that sometimes to win, you got to get medieval. Now, that may not be politically correct, but that gets the job done at the end of the day. And so we're really concerned about winning first, and we can figure the rest out later.
Well, you want to keep the fight as short as possible, and in a law enforcement application, you know, we're going to do it legally, we're going to do it properly, but we've got to do it explosively because we need to keep that fight short, no harm to us, as little harm to the bad guy. But if the bad guy's trying to kill me and he gets hurt, you know what, that's how it goes. I don't want to get hurt. I don't want my officers to get hurt. So, you know, absolutely, I understand the philosophy that you're talking about, and that's what we like to see in training. That's obviously what you guys do in your training. And lastly, one of the things that we discussed yesterday was this isn't always the type of training that police departments are going to send their officers to, but it's easily accessible for individual police officers to obtain themselves, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things we do, in our training, it's hard charging training, and since our company's been open in the last 11 years, we've trained 11,500 guys, and we've only had 2 injuries. And we use, you know, the high-impact training gear that allows us to go hard without risking injury. But, you know, one of the points is to bridge that gap of how one is going to function in the real fight, it's got to be practiced. So sometimes, you know, especially, you know, when we hear things like, you know, maximum amount of violence in the shortest amount of time. Well, when someone hears it, they go, don't say that, you know, but in reality, to bridge that gap, once a student hears that, he goes, okay, and he gets to do it, and now he can put his policy, procedure, use of force continuum and insert that into his functional state out on.
You know, what he's talking about, and what I try to explain over the number of years that we've been doing this, is that we're living in a different day and age in the private security business. It's no longer about observing reports. It's no longer about doing things nice. We have to begin thinking about our own safety and about the safety of those that we're trying to protect. With the number of people being injured on the job, it's essential. It's essential. I was speaking with one of our officers over the weekend. He told me about a course that he just went through. I said, oh, great, your employer's beginning to kick out a little money for training. He said, no, I've been saving for this course for a number of years and finally took it on my own. And that's what we have to do. We have to begin taking it, you know, becoming the lead on our own personal safety and our own training. We really have to go after it ourselves and stop saying, well, my boss isn't doing it, my boss isn't doing it, so I just ain't going to take it. We have to take it. We have to take the lead on our own personal safety. When it all hits the fan, it's not going to be the boss, the supervisor, the manager, or even the client who's going to be there to assist you. There are a number of things that we can do to help us out. Very quickly, when we're on post, we really need to know where we are. We stated this in our last training, part one, the physical address. We also need to know what's around us. We need to know where the exits are. We need to know where the communication cell phones, hardline phones are, two-way radio, what our duties are. But more importantly than all of that combined, we really need to know what our limitations are, as well as what it is that we can do ourselves to protect ourselves when that time comes. We're going to be faced with a lot of different situations, a lot of different crises, emergencies, that's going to have to be resolved immediately. There's no time to think about it. There's no time to make phone calls. There's no time to call the boss or dig through a manual to see, what do I do now? It's not going to be like that. It's very important when it all hits the fan that you are even keel, that you understand what your job is and you understand how to respond to it accordingly. We have to know, not guess, how to defend ourselves, how to defend our client, what the limits of force are. We have to have a mindset of a warrior while still being within the law. As the gentleman said a moment ago in that piece, you know, it may not be politically correct, but when it comes down to defending ourselves, defending our client, the staff, we need to do whatever it takes to get the job done. But, of course, we also need to stay within the force continuum. It's important to get the training that you need. It's important to understand how to respond. Take time to do the training. Take time to do the research. You know, with the internet these days, it doesn't take dollars. It doesn't take a lot of effort. It takes a little research to get some training online. There's a lot of great sites, a lot of information on YouTube and other places. That's free. Doesn't cost you a dime. There's so much that we are responsible for in this day and age in the private security industry. And so it's up to us. You know the old saying, if it's to be, it's up to me. That's how it is when it comes to your safety, when it comes to your protection. That's why we made the decision to begin the strategical training sites throughout the country. That's why we spend so much time and effort in training online and in person. It's important that you know what to do and how to do it, how to respond in every situation. When it all hits the fan, when everything goes wrong, do you have what it takes to stay level-headed, to defend yourself and others, to protect yourself, to do it according to the law? Do you know what the law is? Do you know, how do you know? What do you know? When it all hits the fan, you're not going to have time to research. You're really not. In the upcoming weeks, we'll be putting on a number of webinars and live training events on officer safety. In fact, while we're on the road doing the cross country, we'll be doing several trainings. If you're in California, Texas, and maybe even some other states where we do trainings, we hope that you'll come out and be part of the training event. Your safety is in your hands. You can't wait for your boss, your employer, to put you through the necessary training to protect yourself. That's all for this week. We hope that you've enjoyed the radio show Wednesday. Join us for the LP Zone. Next week, we'll have a special guest. If you'd like to be a guest, just send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com. Or you can be a host. Host your own show. Host part of my show. Again, just send me a little email at radio@privateofficer.com. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and we'll see you back here on the radio on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network.